Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office. You.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Frigid temperatures, I said -8 when I got into the building today. -8 outside, at least in Lincoln. I saw, I think in North Dakota, it was like -39 this morning.
Oh, nice.
Real temp.
Get in your microphone.
Not great. Not great. -8 here. It's way colder up north. It's terrible, but
-39.
We'll get through this. I think the high is 2 in Lincoln today. 2 degrees.
Yesterday wasn't... I thought yesterday was like semi-manageable. I did yell at one point getting in my truck coming out of Lincoln East, Bill's neighborhood.
How'd the game go? Cash truck!
they got rocked.
Uh-oh.
It's okay, though. They had beaten... This is what we're talking about is that they have a... God dang it. I don't know if this is LPS. I suppose it is. They do a city tournament for the reserves. And it's, Bill, it is intense.
Is it?
Yeah. It was a big crowd yesterday at East for the reserves, which, by the way, are pretty good. Bill's fixing his chair.
I don't know what's going on over there.
Talking. Hold on. And now Cashton's.
Steve's a foot taller than me.
Cashton's team lost to Southwest. But it was a big crowd. It's the city tournament for reserves, so they're out.
That's cool. I like this.
Yeah, it's
how did Cashton play?
He played fine. He did foul out, but Cashton's good.
Well, I like that. Getting some, contact.
He's aggressive.
Yeah,
that's good.
Getting some contact in there.
Right. Yeah. These players are good, Bill. I mean,
any points or just fouls last night for Cashton?
He had a couple baskets.
Okay.
He had a couple baskets. It was a bad. They got whooped though. I mean. And you know me, veteran sports writer, I didn't say anything to Ryan or his dad, but when I walked in, I could tell in the first two possessions it was going to be a long night. I could. The Southwest had more bounce. I mean, it just didn't look – I was just like, oh, this doesn't look great to me.
You should write a gamer sometime from these games.
I should be. Yeah. A gamer.
The reserves. Yeah.
Should work the desk. I should work the clock. They're always looking for people. I
wouldn't mind just doing play-by-play.
Steve Sippel.
What do you mean?
Play-by-play.
I'm telling you why.
Be on the mic?
Let's be on the mic. I'll tell
they,
you what.
They don't have that.
They could, though. They
I tell
don't.
You what,
I don't
they,
want you
they
doing
need it.
If you, which it, it's just the number of basketball games I've listened to on the radio, it's not a lot. Especially recently now because there's not a game that's not on. I mean, every game is on TV that you ever want to see, even almost every Nebraska.
Right.
There's no such thing like, well, just got this one on radio. But when you listen, I had to listen the other day, listen to the Nebraska cast of the Northwestern game.
Sure.
You have no idea what they're saying. Ball Johnson back out to the hip, whipped it around the head, down to the end, whip it back in. Ball been tipped, in and out. Nope, nope. I mean, you have no idea where the ball's at.
You
have no idea what's going on. And all you hear is
awesome.
Like that. And up and in. It's all you know is if they score. Up and
you
in.
You know what you need, though? You need to score. That's what I always beg for when I'm listening to the radio.
Yeah,
I need to score now. I need a score. Score. Yeah. What's the score?
Every 30 seconds, a score. Come on.
Yeah. But every for the minute, most part, you have minimum. No idea what's going on. You can get the vibe of the game during timeouts.
Super funny. You know,
but it's literally. Yeah, no idea. Then you're trying to figure. Then I love the part two, and they always rip off, which is good. It's professional. The names of. Imagine me trying to listen to the names of the Northwestern players. I have no idea who they are. So it's a Thompson over to Schmedke. Schmedke back to Thompson. Thompson, oh, pick and roll. Oh, Loggins is in. I was like, what is going on?
You could do it. Hey, here's the deal.
You had the right pace there,
the
Bill.
The thing I don't want either. Now, you guys, this discussion, I don't expect you to agree with everything I say. I'm adamant. I don't want first names. I don't. Yeah. I need second names. Mm-hmm. First name's not good.
Wish it'd be better if it was just first names. Todd, over to John. John, back to Todd.
Bryce to Jawan.
Dusty in. That'd be the best.
There's Bryce to Jawan inside to Andrew.
And yeah. Braxton with the dunk.
Yeah. I'd go all first names. No. Talk to Pavelka.
No. Oh, there's it's one interesting craft. Thing I wanted it's to tell. Craft. I wanted to tell Bill something that I was thinking about. I don't know why I haven't told you guys this before. You know, there's this new thing you can do. It's called ChatGPT. Have you heard of this?
I have. I have not used it, but I'm very aware of it.
Well, I have no idea. This is going to shock you. Yeah, I have no idea.
People like do everything through ChatGPT.
It's going to shock you out of your mind.
Is it AI?
It is AI.
Chat. Yes. I'm sorry. ChatGPT. Or excuse me.
GPT, right?
Yeah, my bad, Jake. ChatGPT. Here's an example of what you can do, Bill. And this is, we did it yesterday, and you can do it. You could take a game story written by the Associated Press and copy and paste it into ChatGPT and say, write an opinion column based on this game story. Zip it in, and in 30 seconds, not even, 10 seconds, there's a nice column for you. It's amazing.
So they're coming for your job now.
Yeah. I mean, there's coming for a lot of people's jobs.
AI.
And there's a zillion things you can do with it. Like I can put my column into it and say, give me 3 summary sentences for a tweet that I can use on a tweet. Ching, ching, ching. I mean, within 5 seconds. Jake could send in an email, or you could send in one of your speeches and say, give me bullet points for this speech. And it would do it in 4 seconds. It's scary. It's beyond scary. It's
very, very popular with business owners right now.
Yeah.
Is this better times? No.
God, better times. Scary times.
We're going to hit on rough times during Bill's Thrills.
Okay.
Wait a second.
Ooh, that's a tease for Bugaboo Tuesday.
What time is Bill's Thrills?
About 6:50.
Rough times.
Yeah, rough times. Things are.
Well,
things that bother me, Steve.
We're not going to elaborate on that. Yeah. I'll talk.
Well, this
would
be
it.
One of them right here. This would be this really bothers.
Well,
me.
I will show you at some point when we have some breaks. Not, it doesn't have to be today. At your speed, I'll show you an example, and it will freak you out. Here's an example. Do we need guys writing game stories anymore? Not really. Just type in the stats, and he'll write a game story for you, and it'll literally take 3 seconds.
I want to see their write up on that.
It's not bad. I've seen it. They're good.
Because I think that ESPN does that with their game recaps now. They don't put a person on it. It just says by the AP, or it's just a report from the game, and it sometimes feels robotic. There's no quotes at all. It's just, hey, this is what happened. So I feel like they might already be using ChatGPT like on ESPN.com.
I mean, I'd almost say if they aren't, maybe they should. Bill, it is. I know it's.
I was talking to a group of administrators the other day, and you can't stay ahead of it. It's always like as far as for what someone's writing
technology.
A paper, and like, yeah, we can fight that off. We can know if they're like, can't stay ahead of it. Nope. It's too hard. Too hard to stay ahead. So now for anyone writing papers.
You hit on it.
You can't stay ahead of it.
You hit on it. You can write a paper this way.
Yeah.
You can input.
How dumb would it be to plagiarize now? Plagiarizing was a big thing back. Yeah. Now if you got GPT to make its own version of it, why would you? Why would you ever plagiarize?
You wouldn't. You wouldn't. But
to get caught would be more embarrassing than ever before. Yeah. Right now,
I just wonder how many kids are already doing it. I mean, just using.
I bet a lot of them are.
I bet the percentage has to be in the 80s.
Well, I don't know.
I bet it would be
80%.
He'd be surprised that
Oh, Bill, when Sean was showing me this stuff the other day, I was just like that. I was like, ooh. Because it's how rapid. I mean, it's he had.
It'll just be cardboard cutouts of the stool sitting in here.
Well,
that'd be fine.
No. I mean, no.
That'd be fine because we'd be fired, Jake. We'd lose our jobs. How would that be
that'd
fine?
Be funny, what, I he, said. I'd say fine.
He said fine, I believe.
It's funny.
Are you sure?
Would be
Can
great.
We backtrack on that?
Easy. Easy. No, they can't do that, right? They can't duplicate us.
You can't put a morning show.
Right.
Of, yeah, cutouts, just talking. I don't think that's possible.
Right. Well, I don't know. I was a little freaked out by it, or a lot freaked out by it. And they told us at that conference, the On3 conference, that's cutting out the lower, like the people that come into the business, and that's what they're doing initially, is just like when I was working at the Journal Star, I was just typing up game stories, real quick little game stories from Pender versus whoever up north there. You know, your dad would call in, probably your dad probably called in the Journal Star, called in to score in the box score. Yeah. And then from the box score, you'd write up a summary of the game. Now you wouldn't have to do that.
They're coming directly at young Ben.
Yeah.
They're coming directly at young Ben.
Pretty much.
That's what they're doing right now.
That's it. No, I'm not joking. That's what they're doing.
No, I know.
The entry-level people are going to be non-essential now.
And young Ben came in last week and was ecstatic about his role right now at the paper. He said, I'm having a great time. Yeah, now they're coming for his job.
Yeah, I mean.
Protect young Ben. Protect
Ben needs Ben. Protection.
We need protection for young Ben.
You know what he needs? Applied Connect.
He does.
With physical security.
I heard from this morning. Will at Applied Connect says this morning, I can give you a lesson on ChatGPT.
Did he?
How about that?
Bill,
they can do that.
Will, do you understand from Fullerton. Do you know how scary it is?
Yeah, it's like, bizarre.
It is. Like you could do, if I had a lot of notes on something, just notes, and I said, I want to, and I didn't, I've never done this, but if I had notes on somebody and I said, I put them into chat, copied them into ChatGDP and said, write an obit, it writes a fabulous obit. I mean, it writes a fabulous obit. I mean, Bill, I'm talking about you get the obit in 5 seconds. I don't know how it works. I don't even know if I want to know how it works, but that's it. You can do it. It's unbelievable.
That's why the one thing we have going for us is sports. It's the only thing in real time that you really can't duplicate.
Nope.
It's the only thing in real time that you cannot duplicate.
But do you ever worry that that's going to start to get messed with? Like, I worry about that all the time. I don't know.
I don't know how they're going to have robots playing basketball. I mean, they could, but.
Just some infiltration. Some sort of infiltration. I don't know.
Like, what's the first step of that, though?
Jake, it is a philosophical conversation.
I am trying to dive deep here. I don't know how that can be taken away.
Or I mean, look what just got taken away, though. Look what just got taken away. Right. The need for a lot of
writers. Okay, so let's just go. So I've not watched these shows, but I'm going to.
Okay.
First, especially Landman, is that correct?
I've heard that's good.
I really want to see
it's
that.
It's really good, Bill. Yep.
But Yellowstone, is it Taylor Sheridan?
Yes, that's the writer for both shows.
Okay, so when's that over then? When's Taylor Sheridan done?
I don't know.
Because who can't write?
Yeah, who's replacing him?
Because someone can write.
I don't think
so. Someone could write Yellowstone.
I think he's AI safe, right?
No, I don't think. No, I'm saying absolutely not.
You think?
You tell me someone that through AI couldn't write an incredible story at Yellowstone?
Yeah.
Would they have the right information put into them?
I think they could actually.
That's the whole. So these writers, the ones that we've known throughout the years, have just freakishly gifted, can just be outed.
I mean, I don't know quite enough about it to engage you in that regard, but I am freaked out by what I saw the other day, what Sean was doing. I mean,
were you more freaked out, or were you more freaked out about Jake's concern about the matchup in the NCAA tournament? Because that got me way more than this conversation.
Okay, yeah, let's address that.
Last night I saw a projection of.
This freaked me out. This
is from the, I sent this. I sent the text.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jake.
I sent that screenshot.
Oh, you did?
It came from.
You thought I sent it? I thought you
sent it. It came from the field of 68, which we all have thoughts on that.
Field of 68.
Field of 68.
That's the brand.
Yeah, it's not Field of 64 plus two play-ins. You'll see that one.
God, we will get.
Might as well be, though.
We have a big topic coming up on that, don't we?
We do. Ooh. We do.
Yes.
However, all right, go ahead. Go ahead.
They put out their projection as of yesterday, and they had Nebraska as a 9 seed playing the two-time defending national champs, UConn, who are the 8 seed. And if you were to somehow win that game, your reward is the number one overall seed, the Auburn Tigers. Man. Congratulations, Nebraska basketball. If you get your first win, you're about to get your ass beat the next game. Woo! Yeah. Now, as
Jake,
Bill said, it's a projection.
Jake,
never right.
Do you
read? Woo!
Jake, do you read, like, right now, if you look, there's bowl predictions for next year. Do you read those? And actually,
This is more realistic than a bowl prediction,
who would ever read
though?
A bowl prediction? They'll do bowl predictions almost every week of the season.
Just top 25s.
Right now, it's like
we're a month away from Selection Sunday, or less than that, I believe. And so,
but tell it,
it's,
okay,
it's
so
more
just,
real than a bowl projection
hang on,
right
Steve,
now
this,
for
this,
December.
We got
just
it.
Walk us through this. The we text message. This.
You said, Coach Bush. I still have you in my phone as Coach Bush.
Just keep it like that. Yeah. Never change that.
Coach Bush, which you are. Yeah. You're Coach Bush. Jake, these are never right.
No.
I'm going.
Bill said that.
Yeah, Bill said that. You're addressing Jake.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Jake, these are never right. And then Sorensen, of course, Jake. I have him as Sorensen in my phone.
Don't change the things.
Comes with the line of the night.
Line of the night. This is it.
Jake comes with the line of the night.
On the group chat.
If that was the draw, says Jake, I'd throw a pizza at the window.
What does that mean? And one night texts back right away. What does it?
It means
well,
exactly
you
what
back
it said.
Laughing emojis.
Yes,
I have no clue what that means. Is what Coach Bush said. And Jake said just utter disgust.
I just couldn't imagine. We're all sitting here, and it comes out, and Jake just rifles a pizza at the window. What would even make you think we'd have a pizza in here or a pizza? And what would? How did that come across?
I'd throw a pizza at the window.
No. I never once said that.
Selection Sunday.
I'd punch the wall. No, I'd throw a pizza at the window.
Selection Sunday's around 5:30 on a Sunday. I might be eating pizza at that point.
Yeah.
And if that happened, I'd throw pizza at the window. Be so disappointing. A 9 seed is an honor for this program.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something right now.
That means you're in the dance easily, and then you get UConn in this scenario.
Listen to the Hubie Brown of the local media. They can beat UConn. UConn's not that good, Jake.
Okay, imagine that story, though.
Well, first of all, Jake, it's 8-9.
Right.
That means it's a pick 'em. That's
UConn,
how it's set up.
Right.
It's 8-9.
I've seen UConn play. They're very – I think they're ordinary.
Also, what would be the interest level of UConn as an 8 or a 9
seed? Through the roof.
They would not be – I mean, Nebraska's
when
great.
When you're a two-time defending champion, you're always interested.
See, the optimist looks at it and goes, oh, my God. We got the two-time national champions.
What a great
we
chance.
Can beat them.
That'd be
exactly.
For our first ever tournament
right.
when we beat the team that's won it twice in a row.
Let me ask you this.
We just beat the two-time national
Is it the same
team
as last year, Jake?
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Close.
Not even close.
Not even close.
They just got beat by Seton Hall, who has won two games in the conference.
Yeah,
Seton Hall just ran them off the court.
Not
yeah, but
close.
It's the tournament, and they have
Seton
done
Hall
very
ran
well
off
in
the court,
tournament.
Jake.
What did I tell you? I was in a half sleep, like two games into the season, in my recliner. And UConn was on. I was literally in a half sleep, and I could tell within 2 minutes, ooh, they're not that good. They're not very good.
And yet they go and beat Creighton on the road, though. Yes, they lost to Seton Hall, bad loss, but they beat Creighton, which is a decent team in Omaha.
They're not horrific.
Last week.
They're a top 25 team, but Nebraska's a borderline.
They know how to win the tournament.
I think they – are they rated, though, right now?
No, absolutely not. They're not ranked right now.
So Jake's worried about playing a non-ranked team in the tournament.
Well, they're not ranked.
It's who the ranked team is. Dan Hurley has won
back-to-back national titles. The fact that this is even bothering you is – what I mean, what are the odds that it is Nebraska versus UConn at 8-9 right now? What are they?
It's possible.
5%? Like 5%?
I'd say that pairing
– is 5%.
Along with –
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar Startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's VANTA.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tap. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
Auburn the next round.
Versus Nebraska, Omaha, or whoever.
Yeah.
2%.
2% chance. And Jake's losing his mind and throwing pizzas at windows.
Yeah, I am.
Maybe more than two, but not great. Not a great chance. Less than 15, right?
Well, it's out there.
Will would help us. Couldn't Will help us with that?
Yes, he could. Will from Fullerton.
Applied Connect.
He could give us scenarios here, or percentages, you're saying? Percentages?
Yeah, he could probably give us some percentages.
Okay.
I'm saying right now, just if someone just said, what would the odds be of picking the 1 versus 16 and the 8 versus 9 in the same? Be very low, yeah. Jake. That'd be a poor bet. But yet Jake's took it all as facts.
From Jockstrap on the text
the
line.
The strap.
Says ChatGPT could never match Jake's low-down belief in fandom.
Yes.
No cutout. You're going to place pizza at the window here.
No, it doesn't. God, Bill, I'm telling you, there's going to be examples I give you that you're gonna be freaked out. Freaked out.
Yeah, Jim says, ask ChatGPT the chances of Nebraska playing UConn.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it would. I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know what it would
probably give an answer there.
Yeah, it probably would.
So that was my problem last night, seeing that.
You have more than that.
Well, yeah, it's way deeper than that, Jake. We're gonna need professional help. This is above me and Steve's pay grade. I'll tell you that. There's a chance of us walking you off the cliff on this one. I wouldn't
try if I were you guys. I'd just walk away and let me be on the cliff by myself. Yeah.
Your feet are warm though, right? Because you got your Mindell boots.
Yeah,
on.
And Bill commented on them this morning. Yeah.
Did he? What did he say?
He said, get your boots on. Yeah, you got to dress.
I didn't have them on this morning. I wish I'd had them on.
And Sip has his Mindells on as well. Yeah.
I was scrambling a little bit this morning.
Were you?
Yeah, it's a late night. It's a long day. Long.
God, thanks
night.
For coming.
Yeah, it's a late night.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for asking.
No, I'm serious. This is an early morning show. When you have a late night, it's not that 5 o'clock.
The day yesterday was long. Got up to help my parents with some stuff, and had a speaking engagement in Hardington, which is 3 hours away.
See, I don't take for granted.
So to get back for that was a lot. Jake kind of fired one across the bow at me late last night, though, kind of like. I'm assuming you're out of studio again.
No, I didn't hit him. Yeah, no, yeah, he did. That
I'm
was
like,
not,
well, I
just
missed like
to have...
Steve just missed 2 days.
No, the words
and I never missed. That's fine. It's
nope,
fine.
Nope, hang on.
I'm assuming it's not going to be in at all tomorrow.
I'm going to read that text
I'll
real quick.
Yeah.
He fired
I'm
going to
go across the bow.
It's
what it is. Okay, it's cool. It doesn't matter now,
Jake. The text said exactly this. Remote or studio tomorrow? Question mark. I hadn't heard
that's still the same thing.
It's not fired a shot. I just wanted clarity. I don't want to have to to
fired
forget.
A shot, Steve.
It wasn't a shot. There is absolutely no intention of
that,
a shot.
Jake?
That's not a shot.
And even when I did miss, which is rarely, I didn't miss the show, and I bought a new headset.
Well,
I spent $100 on a new headset.
I got a text at 6:30 on Sunday. Was his remote? So I hadn't heard by 7. I said I got to make sure if he's remote or in studio. I assumed studio. But I had to make sure. No firing.
It's okay.
Your guys are fine.
No firing.
It's 6:21.
It is. And that's Idle Chit Chat.
We're opening up with UConn.
Pizza at the window. That's Idle Chit Chat.
What kind of pizza?
Sponsored by pepperoni.
Just whipping it against the window. A slab of pizza.
No, the whole thing. The whole pie.
Ooh, that'd be messy.
Kind of a waste of pizza, but
Anger. I guarantee Elizabeth's making you clean that up.
Yeah. What kind of pizza would it be?
Pepperoni.
Where? Where would it come
Domino's.
From? Domino's.
Or Valentino's.
Caesar's.
I tell you, I'm on this Godfather's kick now.
Good for you.
I'm on a Godfather's kick.
Do it again.
Love that.
Same.
When you drive by the one in Columbus.
Oh,
that's where Ben used to work.
It's the OG.
Yeah, it's the OG, exactly. It is. And it looks so regal right there on the west side, by the pool.
You know how many times I was in that place?
I mean, it had to be hundreds.
Ow.
Had to be hundreds.
Still goes back.
But Godfather's didn't have quite the lore of Pizza Hut. As far as Pizza Hut with the red, big red cups and the Pac-Man.
Interesting.
The Pizza Hut had more of a vibe to it than Godfather's did.
Ooh, this is a tough one.
Because Pizza Hut, they were standard.
Bird, where are you? Help me out, Corey.
If you walked into a Pizza Hut in Nebraska, any place, Wayne, Nebraska, all the same. Exactly. The Godfathers were not built all the same.
But this Godfather's a little different. A lot of aura in this
It looks like an incredible building. Right across from Dairy Queen, Jake.
I'll think about this one. Anybody from Columbus, 402-464-5685. We'll move on now. 402-464-5685. Which Pizza Hut or which pizza place in Columbus, Godfather's or Pizza Hut, had more aura?
I would probably think the Godfather's, but the Pizza Hut's the same.
Hut had a lot. It was dark.
Where was Pizza Hut?
It was dark.
At?
You had the red glasses. It was right by the Y, which was incredible.
Another thing. That's...
Right by the Y. I mean, right by it.
How far?
Like an alley separated.
How far from the bar that used to play pinball in?
Down US 30. Close.
Not close, guys. Further.
Yeah, I used to go in the Lark Bar. It's called the Lark Bar. And I'd go to St. Bond's and get the program for the mass. And then leave and go to the lark bar. And then come home and show my mom the program. Here's the program if you need it.
I'm sure your mom was never wise to it, I'm sure.
I don't think she was. Is. Anyway.
Great hymns today at church, Mom. Loved it. Was really in tune today. All right. That's Idle Chit Chat. Yeah. Sponsored by Renew. Please call or text David at 402-833-3858. Or go to renewyourauto.com. I do everything from body shops, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray, and bedliners at more at renewyourauto.com. What did you see over there, Bill?
Well, the trash guys are out right now, and it's -8.
It is.
And I'm just going to tell you right now.
Job never stops.
You don't get, trash does not go in the truck through AI. It doesn't happen.
They're safe. They are safe.
Those guys are safe.
Yeah, they're going to physically pick the that's going to be that's a long day for those guys. Wow.
It is. And I think about them. All right, Jake posed a good question
that apparently made its round on the internet as well. I posed a question in the rundown.
Is it off?
You want to say what happened
here?
Is
this sacred?
It's not sacred.
Go ahead.
I asked the question, is there an argument that this year's Nebraska basketball team is better than last year's team? And I was told this morning this made its way to Husker Online's message boards as well.
Posed
by yourself.
I was doing show prep.
What is your title of your question?
Hold on. Come on. It's simple. I was doing show prep. Okay, and I just thought, I like this question. It's a good question. I'm going to pose it on the message board, and then we can, some of the responses, like from Robin, we can read on the show. So, no, the headline I used was, is Fred's team this season better than last year's crew?
Sounds like the same question I posed here, which is fine.
Was Jake at any place honored within the question?
No.
Now, there's the problem.
There's the rub.
I didn't, but here's the thing.
We talked about you using my stories for your speeches.
I think this stuff out, okay? Mm-hmm. I didn't necessarily want to do that because then sometimes the discussion becomes about the questioner, you know? Like, why is Jake doing that?
Yeah.
Why is he asking that question?
They're fired back at me now.
Yeah, then it becomes a Jake discussion. So I just thought, I'm just going to do this.
Okay.
And I like the question. And my first thought was, here's my first thought. I wrote it.
Tell us what you posed on Husker Online on the Red Sea Scrolls there for us, would you?
Yeah, off the cuff. Now, I'm not saying this team's better, but I like this team better because I like that Bryce is the catalyst. Like Bill, I'm an old school guy. I love his game. He's an old school guy. Old school guys appreciate Bryce because he's so fundamentally sound. He doesn't really take bad shots. He just plays with excellent fundamentals. So I like that he's the catalyst. I like that he and Gary have raised their game significantly, particularly Bryce, but Gary's averaging 2 points more than last year. Casey is central in the discussion. And what I thought his value was he was so wild and unpredictable. He would keep defenses off balance because you never knew when he was going to shoot. He was kind of indiscriminate in his shot selection sometimes. There's no question Rink Mast would help this team. He was big. But I think this is where you guys got to come in. I think this team's better defensively.
They have been. They also had moments where they gave up 19 threes in the game and 17 threes in the game and 16 threes in the game. So the opponent's not drilling a bunch of threes, I would agree with you.
No, that's a good point.
But we've had some epically bad defensive games this season.
But what I was getting at, Bill, come on, you remember this. Last year's team had Mast, Casey, and Wilcher, all three defensive liabilities. They were all three defensive liabilities. Maybe not Mast as much as the other two. This team doesn't really have – does this team have a real defensive liability? I'd say no.
Well, some people have said that Asiasen does not start because he's not a great defensive player.
Jake's good at this. No, that's a good point.
Bryce is a great defender. Juwan's a great defender. Braxton Mia
good.
Is good.
Good defender. Morgan, good defender.
Is Raleigh a good defender?
Yes. Raleigh's a very good defender. When they put Raleigh on that Northwestern shooter the other day, was his name Barry?
Yes.
It kind of took him out of it.
Because I go back to last year's tournament when Nebraska gave up 98 points to A&M. And the defense, we all know, was horrific.
There's no Raleigh Worcester on that.
Now, A&M made 13 threes, which is uncommon. They're a bad three-point shooting team, made 13, and then they did everything they wanted the rest of the game. They couldn't be stopped.
I didn't think last year's team was equipped for a very athletic team. I think this team is a little more equipped for like an A&M. Am I wrong? Bill, you saw the A&M game. Is this team a little better? I'm telling you, I don't
think... Yeah, they would be. They'd be a little bit more equipped. I would say last year's team had to play in a, I don't know if it's the words much, but a tougher conference. The Big Ten was better last year. Better conference.
Jake?
I don't think it's
Purdue was elite last year, one seed.
Illinois
was
better.
Hang on. They were in the finals, Jake.
Yeah.
They were in the finals. Who do you see in the finals for the Big Ten this year?
Teams can make a run. Wisconsin.
Yeah, no, everybody Wisconsin, can make a run, Jake. Like Maryland. That's pretty common. And if you're in the tournament, you can all make a run.
Is Illinois
better or worse?
The better last year.
Yeah. Way better last year.
Yes, they were.
Now, on the other hand, Wisconsin's better this year,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
But that middle of the pack stuff, you're telling me last year's.
I can't. Let me look at last year's standings real quick.
This year, Big Ten's the same as last year? No, it's not.
They had
the number two.
I don't know. I have to.
Purdue was number one for much of the year.
Purdue.
And they went to the finals. And they had the number one player in the country.
Right. Elite.
Correct.
Elite. Yeah, I don't see that team this year. Well, there's not.
Nebraska finished third in the conference last year.
They finished third.
At 12-8.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
They're not going to finish 12-8 this year.
So I don't know if that helps you with saying the conference was bad. They had an elite team last year in Purdue. But Nebraska is right now 7-8, and they're eighth in the conference. There's many teams that have 10, 11 wins in the conference.
I just can't remember Bill, I'm recusing myself. I'm not dodging your discussion. I just can't remember the conferences last year.
I think they were better last year.
Well, Purdue was 17.
Maybe I'm thinking more of the elite end of it.
Purdue was 17-3. Illinois was 14-6. That was second place in the conference. Nebraska 12-8 was tied with Northwestern for third. Northwestern was third last year with Nebraska 12-8. Well, Wisconsin 11-9, so they weren't horrible last year. Wisconsin,
no.
And then you had a lot of teams that were 9 wins and less in the conference last year. Michigan was 3-17.
Hey, one thing I want to throw out there real quick before I get to what Robin said about this, Bill, yesterday you were on the show. I said that Nebraska's 6 quad one wins was remarkable. Not so remarkable. I think there's 6 teams in the Big Ten that have 6 quad one wins. So the Big Ten's kind of got the cheat code, right? They have a bunch of good teams that you can get quad one wins against, but they're not over. It's not Alabama Auburn that you're playing every night. They kind of got the code. So it's not, Jake, what I'm suggesting is it's maybe not remarkable that Nebraska has 6 quad one wins.
It just shows, again, that there's depth, though, in the conference.
Right.
I mean, 12-8 is not going to finish third this year in the Big Ten.
Right.
Which Nebraska finished last year.
I still go off more of the elite.
There's
not a Purdue. Yeah. There's not a one seed in this.
Was there another sort of elite team last year?
No. For the Big Ten?
Yeah.
Illinois was 14-6. I think they were a 3 or 4 seed in the dance.
They were much better than this year's team, I thought. Am I wrong?
I would agree with that.
They don't have a Shannon.
They don't have a Terrence Shannon, no, on Illinois.
This is what Robin said. Now, Robin would be the foremost expert on this topic. He said, not sure I can say which is better, but this year's roster is built far more like a traditional Big Ten squad. 100% agree is why I like it. A bunch of seniors, legit post depth. Again, Bill, that's why
yes,
I like
that's
it.
True.
Physical guards, no doubt. That's why I like it. Raleigh's physical. I'd say Bryce is a physical guard.
Pretty physical.
Own way. With the defense and toughness. Last year's group was so unique because of what Casey and Mass could do and having Bryce run the point late in the season. I'd say last year's team was a bit more stable than this one. This team might have a higher performance ceiling, but it also can have a much lower floor. Very good discussion.
You can't even compare the two conferences. You can't from this week.
You're doubling down.
Yeah, you can't because there's four new teams in it. It's not the same conference.
Okay, that's fair.
So you got to throw it completely out.
And UCLA
is good. You have to throw it completely out because there's four new teams in it compared to last
UCLA's
year.
UCLA is good.
So you have like...
Yeah, and the conference is different. Yeah.
Now,
it's different.
Now, Nebraska, in terms of the ceiling comparison, last year they beat Purdue, the one number one in Purdue in Lincoln by 16 points. It was 88-72.
Lost
if you're wondering where the PPA is, Jake just pointed to it.
I did.
He was directly right. You're wondering where it was that. Right over here. It's right over here. The game is right over here.
So hey, I don't know.
Did they lose to Purdue also last year?
I think they might have lost at Purdue.
Okay. So,
but not by 36 like this team did.
No. The takeaway to me is these teams are really comparable. Really comparable, right? I don't know who I would say is better. I like this team better, though. I just like the makeup of it.
Last year's team was a much better three-point shooting team.
Yes.
Because Rink Mask can make threes. I mean, Tominog, we all know for sure, can make threes.
You still have Bryce. And you had Wiltshire.
Yep.
Wiltshire could go off.
Had a few games where he went off.
He did. He had a stretch.
Some games he might have had eight and then none the next game.
Right. But 100.
But he had some games
that's what he did.
Couldn't defend, though.
No.
Now, they had Jamarcus Lawrence, who you guys both
liked. I did like him. I miss him.
I did. I miss him.
He's at Rhode Island now.
Right. Lawrence hit 53s last year.
He came on late in the year, too. Mm-hmm. Very good late.
It's a very tough discussion. I was agonizing over it last night. I was, as I wrote
it. As you put it on your own column?
It's not my call. It's a message.
It's my own genius question for you all.
Yeah, Jake, that's going to happen more now. I'm going to put more show.
Well,
questions.
I mean, Bill has been affected by this too.
Okay, let's just do this right on the air. Do you want me to when I do this?
No, I don't need it.
Oh. And I would like.
Now he's being passive aggressive.
When you give your speech in Beatrice or Freema, I'd like to be noted. I'd like to be noted. Yes, I would. I'd like to have my co-host mentioned this today. I'd like to be noted because right now you've been wheeling those things out.
You're like going, man,
Beatrice, love that take you had from today's show.
Didn't tell much from you though.
Yeah, I didn't tell this.
I mean, that's my.
We get nothing. I mean, you took Jake's direct question and posted it on your own board.
You got nothing.
Here's the best part.
You got nothing.
I had no. You showed it to me. I had no idea this was posed. You said, look at this, Jake.
I'm on Team Jake all the way here. I mean,
wait,
you took the exact question.
Whoa,
and
wait.
Put it on there.
Can I do this more often? Did you want me to post your name? This comes from Jake's rundown.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
People like to see how the hot dog's made.
Okay.
It's fine. Yeah.
All right, that's what I'm going to do then. That's fine. I didn't know, just so you know my thinking, I thought if I put
Did you
Jake's-
get extra money for this? Did you get extra clicks? Did you get paid for this? Tell us how you did,
did
didn't
a per
you?
Click
there
thing.
Was money.
There's no extra money.
Unbelievable. I'm going to start looking at the board more often, see how many of my questions or Bill's ideas are posed by you without mention of us. It's my own wonderful
I gave you
thought.
My reasoning. I thought it can turn in sometimes into a discussion about the questioner, you know? Like, you know,
I think you're thinking too much about this. It's a question.
Okay. You're probably right.
Definitely right. When we come back, quick update on Nebraska baseball. Next, an early break on the ticket.
Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban. Or go for the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com to explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.